For 10 months, a transgender teenager sat in the same chair, in the same Midtown Manhattan office, talking to the same therapist about the hardest parts of his life. Prosecutors now say that on June 15, 2026, inside that office, the therapist raped him. That's the arrest. What this episode actually digs into is the question underneath it. Who was supposed to be supervising this man's caseload, and why nobody in New York's government has said? You're listening to Civic Intelligence. Today, a Manhattan therapist charged with raping his own teenage patient, and the 10 months of supervision questions nobody in New York's government has answered. Remington Yop, 47, of Washington Heights, was arrested July 29, 2026, and charged with 3 counts of rape and 1 count of endangering the welfare of a child. According to court documents and Manhattan prosecutors, the person he's accused of assaulting was his own patient, a transgender teenage boy he'd been treating since September of 2025 at a Midtown practice called Liberation Psychotherapy. That's roughly 10 months of one-on-one sessions before the date prosecutors name in the complaint. Published accounts differ slightly on the teenager's exact age. One outlet says 17, another 16. So, like the reporting itself, we won't guess. He was a teenager. That's what every account agrees on. The complaint was filed by the office of Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, a Democrat, re-elected to a second term in November of 2025 with roughly 74% of the vote in a 3-way race, a comfortable win by any measure. The investigation ran through the Manhattan Special Victims Squad, the NYPD unit that handles adult and child sex crime cases in the borough, part of the New York Police Department. Yop was taken into custody 6 weeks after the date named in the complaint and arraigned the next day in New York County Criminal Court, where Judge Juliet Howard set bail at $75,000. He posted it. He's out. His next court date is October 1, 2026. No plea has been reported, and this matters, so we'll mean it every time we use his name. He is presumed innocent, unless and until a court says otherwise. We're going to keep the alleged conduct itself to exactly that much detail, because the more useful, checkable part of this story isn't in the criminal complaint. It's in a public professional directory. Here's the detail that turns an arrest into an oversight story. On his own Psychology Today listing, Yop describes himself as, quote, a pre-licensed professional. In plain terms, someone not yet independently licensed to practice. That same listing names his supervisor, Joseph Anthony Logiudis. To be precise about what that is and isn't, it's a self-reported entry in a public directory, not a determination from any state regulator, and no news outlet has independently confirmed his exact license status. We're flagging it as exactly that. But take the listing at face value, and it points straight at New York's own rulebook. The state regulates pre-licensed social work practice under Part 74 of the regulations of the Commissioner of Education. Not an obscure technicality, but the state's basic guardrail for early career clinicians, conditioning the practice of anyone who isn't yet independently licensed on documented supervision by a qualified licensee. The framework exists specifically so a clinician who hasn't cleared the state's independent practice bar isn't simply handed a caseload and a closed door. Yop himself isn't a fresh-out-of-school trainee either. He's 47, with a Master of Social Work from New York University, earned in 2023. A mid-career entrant to the field by his own biography, specializing in LGBTQ mental health care. That specialization is exactly why the referral pipeline matters here. A transgender teenager looking for a therapist who advertises expertise in his exact circumstances doesn't have a long list of options. He has a narrow one, and a strong incentive to trust whoever's on it. That's the same asymmetry that makes therapy work when it works. The patient discloses more than he'd tell anyone else, alone, behind a closed door, to an adult he's been told is qualified to hear it. Every supervision requirement in the licensing system exists precisely because that asymmetry is exploitable. So here's the answerable question, and it isn't, did a licensing board sit on a complaint? No such complaint exists anywhere in the record, and we won't imply one that isn't there. The answerable question is simpler. A clinician who describes himself as not yet independently licensed was, according to court documents, alone with a minor on the single most sensitive subject matter in his field, for 10 months, behind a closed office door. What did that supervision actually consist of? Who reviewed his caseload, and how often? Neither the practice nor the state has said. One more thing worth clearing up directly, because it's the detail most likely to get twisted in the retelling. After the arrest, investigators said there may be additional victims and pointed the public toward the Manhattan District Attorney's Intimate Partner and Sexual Violence Bureau, the NYPD Sex Crimes Hotline, and Crime Stoppers. That appeal is routine. It's what detectives do after nearly every arrest involving a professional with ongoing client access. It reflects standard investigative practice, not any specific knowledge of a second victim. It is not evidence that anyone sat on a prior warning. No earlier complaint against Yap appears anywhere in the record we could verify. If you've heard otherwise, someone summarized this case badly. So who actually answers for the supervision gap? Three Democrats sit above this record, and according to the available reporting, all three offices have stayed silent on it. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's office filed the charges, but hasn't issued a case-specific public statement. New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani, a Democrat, oversees the NYPD, whose Special Victims Squad ran the investigation. No comment reported from his administration either. And Governor Kathy Hochul, also a Democrat, oversees the state agencies that license and regulate clinical social work in New York. The very agencies whose Part 74 supervision rules are the entire subject of this story. Her office hasn't commented either. That's not incidental. Between the district attorney, the mayor, and the governor, that's the entire chain of command that actually oversees pre-licensed therapists treating minors in this city. And every link in that chain currently answers to the same party. Neither Liberation Psychotherapy nor the New York State Office of the Professions has said what Yap's supervision consisted of, whether it's under review or whether his practice status has changed since his arrest. Those questions don't depend on the outcome of the criminal case. Nobody's answered them anyway. Remington Yap is charged, not convicted, and he is presumed innocent. What's documented independent of whatever the court decides is this. A clinician who describes himself, on his own professional listing, as not yet independently licensed, spent 10 months treating a vulnerable minor one-on-one behind a closed door. No state regulator has said what supervision of that caseload actually involved. That question survives the verdict either way. Every document, every date, every name in this episode traces back to court records and the sourcing linked on the page. Check every source for yourself at civicintelligence.news. And if you want accountability reporting like this the moment we publish it, subscribe to Civic Intelligence wherever you're listening.